episode 3063, Waste Nothing.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to stop and smell the roses. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I hope you're ready to pause. Pause for the cause. Your heart needs to hear something more. It's not about what you do, the actions that you take, but the thoughts that come first. Waste nothing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How much time do you spend on scheduling? Between Franklin trainings, and yeah, that is dating me, I know. Have you remember those? If you're old enough, you do. Digital calendars and daily reminders, there's really no excuse for missing anything. Don't leave behind what matters. Waste nothing. You know, we can get so wrapped up in all the activities, providing for the family and keeping the dinner dishes and dogs in check, that we lose sight of the priority that God has on our life. Today, I want to honor a woman who I had the privilege of interviewing for the podcast. Her name was Carradine McMahon. I learned of her online and got to know who she was and the way that she lived life. And then we connected, and eventually it led to us having a podcast interview. Unfortunately, though, her life ended too soon, 2 years ago. I'm not one who spends a lot of time on Facebook or social media. You know where to find me, right here on the podcast or the TV show with Pray.com. But for some reason, yesterday I took an extra moment to pause and do a brief three-scroll shuffle. And there was one of Carradine's best friends posting a remembrance about her. I stopped to read the post, and she told her story about how she wasted nothing. And I quote, "She made the most of every 24 hours and absolutely did not take her time on earth for granted. She loved hard and did exactly what she was put on earth to do, wasting nothing." It grabbed me in the moment. I had the honor to be a part of Carradine's story in a special way. I had no idea that the story she would tell would then be her legacy. No one wants to talk about what happens when you're not here. But today, I want you to look at your life differently, the way Carradine did. You see, she didn't wait for her life to become a legacy. She was a living legacy. Carradine did what mattered most and wasted nothing. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to her episode. The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to createyournow.com, and it's episode 740. I know, yeah, that was a long time ago, almost 2,400 episodes ago. Huh. Boy, we've been around for a long time. But she was an early bird for us here on Create Your Now. Such a dear friend. My friend, we need to wake up and smell the coffee so we can stop and smell the roses. Life is too short. Are you doing what you've been called to do? Are you living the life that God wants you to? Excellence is not built on achievements that sit on a shelf. Excellence is created in the hearts you touch. Carradine lived out that life daily. Her quote was this, "Living well doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design." Waste nothing, my friend. So I've got a challenge for you today. I want to ask you a four-word question. Where is your focus? And I really want you to think about this. Don't be quick to jump. I want you to bear with me here, because when I was doing the three-scroll shuffle, I mean, it stopped me, and I'm not one who does that. I guess I had a connection with Carradine, and so it's probably why it stopped me, but I also know I could have written this episode that we're talking about today at a different point in time, and this never would have happened. This was a divine appointment for you and for me. It's no accident that you're listening to this, my friend. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people say, well, why do you do what you do, Christiane? And I said, because I really want to walk with the everyday woman in her every day. I want her to know that God is with her, literally, step by step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Because I believe we're going to church on Sundays or Saturdays or online, whenever we think it works into our schedule. Maybe we don't go at all anymore because we can just turn on a repeat of something or catch last week's preacher. And all of a sudden we're just, you know, transformed in the moment, but then nothing's lived out later. Where is your focus? I want you to be honest with yourself, because I know for me, this was one of those heart-grabbing moments. Everything I bring to you and I talk to you about, it's a reflection of what I'm doing with myself. And in all honesty, you know, I don't always like it. God puts me in check. God sometimes pulls a rug out from underneath me and giggles a little bit. I want you to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. And I know there's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of people who play religion and play that, oh yeah, if you just live this way and it works great. But what happens when you close the door and no one's looking? Where's your focus? Are you focusing on the things that are more superficial? Are you hindering your own calling with dramatized excuses? That's a hard one, isn't it? Yep, that one stopped me too. Are you playing the patterns of this world? Are you trying to bend to everybody else instead of leaning on God? And as you answer these questions, I want you to be specific about where your focus is. I don't want you to sit there and go, oh, well, you know, it's kind of like this and just gloss over it. It's not about putting on that, you know, that final stain. So if you spill water on it, yeah, epoxy. Yeah, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to sugarcoat it so nothing can penetrate. I want your heart to be penetrated today. I want you to be inspired through the Holy Spirit. I want it to reach down so deep that you're like, whoa, I got to go back and listen to this. And again, and again, and again. My friend, if you change your patterns, you change the world you touch. Live by God's design. Waste nothing. My prayer for you is Carradine's favorite Bible verse from Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You don't have to be fearful of what tomorrow brings. God has already gone before you and prepared a place. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Carradine, we will remember you always. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.